rally at Gazema grounds on Saturday, Mr. Mujuru said it is now time for the old veterans of the 1970s to force President Mugabe to realize that his time is up. She said this can be done in many ways, including peaceful public protests. Mrs. Mujuru claimed that all veterans used to approach her seeking help, and she used to refer them to President Mugabe, who is their patron. She claimed that the president did not address their grievances. However, this could not be verified by state officials and the war veterans. She also alleged that the president is a very difficult person to work with and does not listen to any advice.
He is the biggest chauvinist, that man. I wasn't close to War Veterans Association. I had to shift everything to him. Nothing was taken.
Mrs. Mujuru said it's now time for opposition parties to work with each other in order to remove the ruling ZANU-PF party and President Mugabe from office. She urged members of the public to continue staging public protests, saying even state security agents of the spy network, the Central Intelligence Organization, the National Army and the police should help in rebuilding Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF had to approach the High Court to get permission to hold the rally after Chinoy police cancelled the event, citing lack of adequate manpower on the 11th hour. High Court Justice Joseph Musakwa granted the party permission to hold the event on Saturday morning. ZANU-PF spokesperson Jealous Mawarire said surprisingly only Marshall and West Police are denying them permission to hold such events. Mawarire said it is now clear that Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo is behind the refusal as a way to fix his former wife, ZANU-PF Provincial Chairperson Marian Chombo.
It is the third time that such a thing has happened here in Mashonaland West. So it's deliberate, you can see, and we are beginning to suspect that there is an extra motivation, especially from the Minister of Home Affairs, because apparently his ex-wife is our provincial coordinator. So it's something that is going beyond law enforcement to personal grudges that emanate from the broken marriage.
Former ZANU-PF Policy Bureau member Zikamai Mavaire warned the police to be professional and to desist from being used by ZANU-PF politicians because ZANU-PF will form a new government after 2018 elections. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atach Goriwa.